Next is a progress note on Joanne Perigo. Last name P-E-R-I-G-O. Joanne J-O-A-N-N. Date was September 14, 2022. Place was Argentine Care Center. New paragraph chief complaint. Mrs. Perigo was seen regarding advanced dementia, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, history of atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, and hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Perigo was very confused and not at all oriented to time and place, period. She scored zero on both, period. She's oriented to person, period. She has severe Alzheimer's disease, period. She had an episode of COVID about 2 years ago, and that could have set her back a bit, but she had the significant dementia with behaviors even before that COVID infection, period. She does have a history of depression and a mood disorder, period. She has had delusions in the past, period. New paragraph, she has had atrial fibrillation, but denies any palpitations or dyspnea or dizziness now, period. She also has a pacemaker, period. She is being anticoagulated with Eliquis, period. New line, she has, osteoarthritis, but was not in much pain, period. New line, she continues to live with thyroxine for hypothyroidism, but that's stable, and there's no evidence of cold intolerance or constipation or excessive dryness of the skin or hair loss, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel fever or have chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, GU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal. She denied any arthritic pains, period. Neurologic, she's confused, period. There is movement of all limbs, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for Alzheimer's disease, dementia with behaviors, unspecified chronic atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, hypotension, osteoarthritis, psychotic disorder with delusions, believed to be due to a physiological condition, period, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, major depression, presence of pacemaker due to sick sinus syndrome, calculus of the gallbladder without cholecystitis, calculus of kidney, neoplasm of thyroid. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed, but is confused. In orientation of time and place, she scored zero on both, periods. She could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. She could not tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She's oriented to person, period. Affect was normal today, period. She was not delusional when I spoke to her today, period. Vitals. Temperature 97.6, pulse 58, blood pressure 111 over 59, O2 saturation 94%. New paragraph, head and neck, pupil is going to react to light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraction moves normal, period, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, neck is supple, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal as 1 as 2, no gout, no murmur, no data, slight murmur 1 out of 6, systolic, period, no significant edema, pedal pulse is palpable, abdomen soft and non-tender, CNS cranial is grossly normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis, skin is intact, warm and dry without major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan 1, dementia with behaviors and delusions, period. I'll continue Depakote ER, 250 milligrams twice a day. And Zyprexa, 10 milligrams twice a day, period. This seems to be helping, period. 2, she has atrial fibrillation, dash chronic unspecified, and I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day period. This is for anticoagulation period. Heart rate is controlled at present period. 3, she has history of hypotension, and I will continue Midodrine 5 milligrams 3 times a day period. 4, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily. 5, she has osteoarthritis, and I will continue Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours if needed, period. We're all continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.